have Karen Lister with us. Karen is from Yumi Real Estate, and today we're going to be talking about real estate commissions. I think this is an interesting
topic. Karen.
Hi.
Good to see you. So real estate commissions, or agents fees as they're often known. So if I'm selling my house, what do I expect to pay?
If you're looking at a percentage, I mean, the general percentage in the mountains probably varies between 2 up to 3.3%. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at a $500,000 home, you're looking at, you know, maybe $13,000. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, some people would say. And I suppose if you put your house on the market and you sold it the first weekend, some would say, wow, that was easy money. But a lot goes on behind the scenes, and particularly in the mountains, you can have a property on the market for quite an extended period of time. Overhead, I have people say to me a lot, oh, well, you're lucky, you work from home, you've got no overhead. And
because luck is definitely what drives
it. Don't you love luck?
Love
that.
Yes. Oh, but in fact, working from home, I'm not paying rent on a building. However, agents who do have an office, their overhead is paid by their rent roll. I don't run a rent roll by choice.
What's a rent roll?
Rental properties, property management.
Property management, right.
But my overhead is still substantial. Realestate.com and Domain, we pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month for Realestate.com and Domain. You can't afford to not be on them. And I think I mentioned in previous weeks, you know, it is one of the things I'd check with an agent that they are on both those internet sites. Yep. So, you know, a lot goes on behind the scenes. You know, you're not just showing a house and then that's the end of it. You know, you're bringing a number of clients together.
Well, that leads to marketing. Like, should we expect to pay for marketing?
Is that a cost in addition to the selling fee?
Most agents these days, yes, that it is.
It is separate.
Yep. Obviously, nothing's cast in stone, and I suppose it's one of the bonuses with being an independent that I can tailor make, that marketing to suit the client. You know, if it's a difference between listing something or not, there's always a way to pay it. It doesn't have to be paid up front. But I feel that it's a commitment to putting your house on the market. It's showing that you're serious. You want, you know, high-end representation. You want good quality photography. You want a floor plan and perhaps a walkthrough, a nice sign that's not tatty around the edges out the front. You know, if you want to sell your home, I think you back it with everything you've got. Mm. And so marketing, certainly in Sydney, you'd never get away with not paying vendor marketing.
So, and I guess the questions from the consumer point of view would be then, if that's the marketing fee, what am I actually getting? So things that you've just mentioned there around obviously the exposure on those sites and whatever the localised marketing that the agent would do?
Sure. At Yumi, I pick up all internet advertising. I don't charge my clients at all for that. I pick that up. I see it as a cost of doing business. And I do put all my properties up as highlights, which puts them at the top. As far as photography and a sign, you know, some people don't want a sign for various reasons.
Is that generally another fee, the photography, or would that be encompassed in the marketing fee?
No, the photography is a separate fee.
Right.
Within the marketing fee.
Within your
marketing fee, you're looking at photography, floor plan, and a sign.
Yep.
And that can be done for
around signs.
Yes, there are. There actually are.
How big it can be, or big, where it can be placed, yep, and all those kind of things.
Certainly, how big it can be. Some people comply, some people don't.
It's really interesting. I personally have not sold a house yet that I've lived in, but I would hate the idea of a big, huge sign in my garden because I'm so private, I think, in that situation.
Yeah.
And to me, it just seems like an advertisement for the real estate agent.
It is. Not always, but
do you know what I mean? Or it's letting people know that my home is on the market.
Sure.
But now with the internet, they can see that by finding the photo of my home and then getting the address and then, you know, organising to, you know what I mean? Mm. Anyway.
Look, there's little doubt that as an agent, one of the best forms of advertising is a sold sign going up on a sign.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, the minute that unconditional exchange comes through, you're in that car with that orange sold sign and I'm there and I'm Facebooking it and I'm putting it up on my website and it's great advertising. So, yeah, absolutely right, Andrea.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fabulous listing tool.
With a great agent who I've, you know, had a good relationship with and has sold my house, I'm happy for them to promote that they've sold my house because I'm happy that my house is sold, clearly, you know.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes the size of the signs could be reduced.
Yeah.
Some of them have been massive.
From what I can see, Karen, and let me know if I'm right or wrong, that it is a large portion of the agent's marketing at times. And so if you tend to be on a busy street, for instance, where your agent's going to get maximum exposure, I guess that's where you're going to expect, if they're allowed to, they're going to go with the bigger sign. Whereas in your little street there, I don't know, you've got 50 cars driving past a day, it may not warrant it. So maybe that's something, a conversation that you could have with your agent about what's going to work and what's not.
Oh, look, you can't just put a sign up. It's actually on the agency agreement that you get permission to do so from the vendor. You know, some people really, really object to it, and that's fine. That's okay. You know, the internet is certainly, from a selling perspective, that's where you're going to find your buyer. Passing trade,
of course, your neighbor.
You do. I remember when I was first looking for a house many, many years ago in the mountains, and we used to drive around and around and around, and it was late one Sunday afternoon. We went into this little cul-de-sac, and there was a sign. And we end up buying that house. No agent had called us over it, and yet we'd been in the market. You know, so it worked for us. That sign, you know, was the only way we knew that that house was on the market. Mm. But, you know, the that was 16 years ago, and the internet plays a much greater role these days. Mm. I think it just shows the importance
of all of the marketing things, isn't it, coming together, because you can't just focus on one area ever when you're trying to market a business, because, you know, people are going to find you in different means. You're going to have those mediums that are more common than others, but, yeah, don't discount.
Look, any options. I don't do the books. I don't do showcase. I used to, but I personally believe that print media is a listing tool for agents. That's my opinion. I don't believe, you know, you see people sitting in cafes flicking through these books, but particularly in the market that we've just come out of, by the time they go to print, most of those homes aren't even on the market anymore.
Yeah.
They've sold.
Which, as a consumer or as a buyer,
is really frustrating.
Really frustrating. Mm-hmm. Things have changed, I think, in the way that we, the approach.
Absolutely.
I mean, those books were amazing.
You couldn't live without them. You know.
I agree with you.
It's
nice for a cup of coffee on a Saturday morning if you're just wanting to, you know, some brain numbing reading.
If you're looking for a house and you're a serious buyer, you are going to look online. You're going to come up on a weekend or whenever you come, and you're going to have a list of places that you've already checked out the floor plan. You know, I never put up a property without a floor plan. I find these days that it's critical. People are so time poor that they've sat down, they already know where they're going to place their furniture, sort of, from the floor plan.
Yeah. And a lot of agents don't do that.
No, they don't.
And I agree with you. I think it's a great. I'm even doing that in hotels when I'm staying in hotels.
Like because you can't see until you go there.
That's right.
And this just gives you a bit of an outline. So you've got a little bit of an idea. If you've got on your list that you want an internal laundry and you can see on the floor plan there's an external laundry, you won't waste
your
time.
Or you want your children's bedrooms away from your main bedroom.
Yeah.
Or you want a separate living area.
And that's a deal breaker. You're not even going to waste your time on it.
Or you've got a grand piano You know, people live, you know, with lots of different things that, sort of fit their lifestyle.
Which leads me to our last question. What about agent swapping? Can I have multiple agents selling my home?
Well, you can, but I certainly wouldn't do it.
I don't imagine you wouldn't like it.
Look,
I wouldn't like it, I don't think.
I just firmly believe that I want someone to commit to me 100% to sell their home. And if they want to spread the load to me, they're not trusting me to do the job. And you know, so you're going,
is it less common than what it used to be?
Much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And is it actually contractual? I thought there was something that if, for instance, if I had my property on the market with an agent and then I went to another agent before that agency agreement had ceased, that the current or the outgoing agent, for want of a better word, could actually come back and ask for some commission in regards to that?
They can. I mean, look, you know, if the relationship isn't good and it's failing for whatever reason, I would never hold a vendor to a contract. But certainly you are entering into a legally binding contract. And if that contract is 3 or 4 months, then yes, you can take the property off the market. We as agents can't force you to sell your home. But you know, if you were to move to another agent within that contract period, yes, if the other agent sold that property, you would be entitled to, or could be entitled to, commission. You would need to put it in writing and break that contract before you would sign up with somebody else. The same as if you change agents, even outside the contract, and the previous agent has introduced the buyer. You know, there are laws around that as well.
I just one quick question too before we let you go, which we haven't sort of talked about, is open homes. Mm-hmm. As far as the marketing campaign, are you pro or against? Or
I'm pro open homes. Again, people are busy, and you know, if vendors are comfortable with it, you know, gone are the days where, I know when I lived in Balmain, I used to go to every open home that was around because I love to have a sticky beak at people's homes. Those days are gone. We're all busy. And I think...
Who's got time to do that?
Well, and once again, you can look at floor plans and you can look at the internet and get a pretty good picture. There are people who won't call me and say, can you take me through this? Because maybe they're only sort of thinking about buying and perhaps selling their own property. But if there's an open home, they'll come in. Neighbours will come in, and a lot of people say, oh, I don't want all the neighbours through my home. But neighbours have friends who are moving up from other areas. And so I'm a fan, not for weeks on end, but I think, you know, doing it for the first 4 to 6 weeks is a good thing.
Stable. Yeah, because I think I'm just thinking as a consumer, that's what I would look at, is the open home time, and that's when I would rock up. And I think if you're concerned about the neighbours or people sticky-begging, don't be there.
Want them there anyway.
And you won't know. You won't know. You'll trust you.
Leave it to the agent. Yeah, trust the agent.
Go out and have a nice
coffee. Plus, you've got this time slot. Exactly. You've got a time slot, you know, that you want your house to be clean. You know, 3/4 of an hour, it's done, and you can get on with your weekend.
I guess particularly too, if you've got a young family, and rather than trying to keep it spotless, you know, all of the time when you're trying to market your home, if you've got a specific time that you know people are going to be inspecting, it's going to make it a bit easier.
I have childhood nightmares about, because we moved quite a lot when I was growing up, and I can remember, there's someone coming in, because the agent would ring and say, hi, can I bring someone around in 15 minutes? And I can remember my mother freaking out and going, come on, clean up. And there's kids hating it.
I think that happens less now too, also, though, where, you know, people tend to be...
Well, they didn't do open homes then. That's right. It was only by appointment or whatever.
People tend to plan their time a little better these days.
There you go.
Thank God for that.
Thank you so much, Karen. Once again, very, very informative.
We love and having you here.
We do love having you here. And she didn't come in a gym gear this week.
No,
She's looking really hot today, actually.
Yeah. She must be seeing some clients.
So if you'd like to find out more information from Karen, give Karen a call on 0414 470 230, or you can jump online to umirealestate.com.au. That's UMI realestate.com.au.